Let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们打开约翰福音14章。
Actually, let's turn to John 13.
我们先来看13章。
Verse 33.
33节。
John 13, verse 33.
约翰福音13章33节。
And we'll read several verses.
我们读几节的圣经。
Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come.
第33节，小子们，我还要不多的时候与你们同在。后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎么样相爱。你们若彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。Simon
Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus said, Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later.
Simon Peter 问耶稣说，主往哪里去？耶稣回答说，我所去的地方，你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。
Chapter 14, verse
1. 14章第一节。
Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早已经告诉你们了。我去，原来是为你们预备地方去。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来见你们到我哪里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道哪条路，你们也知道。Thomas
said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道哪条路呢？”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不知道我，没有人能到父哪里去。”Beginning
verse 18 through verse 23.
18节。
I will not leave you as an orphan. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You will live also.
18节，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。In
that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandment and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will disclose myself to him.
到哪日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。有了我的命令有遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。Judas,
not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what then has happened? That you're going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world. And Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
犹大不是加勒人犹大，问耶稣说：“主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？”耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。” 并且我们要到他哪里去，与他同住。Chapter
15, verse 4.
第十五章第四节。
Abide in me, and I in you. as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.
你们要常在我里面，我要常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们要不常在我里面，也是这样。
And then Hebrews chapter 10,
我们翻到希伯来书第十章,
just verses 19 through 21.
十九节。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是知道他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
Oh,
Father, we come to you in light of your word, in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们求靠着主的名，今天再来到你的面前。
We pray that the Holy Spirit would quicken your word and make it alive to our hearts.
但愿你靠圣灵，又因着你的话，变成活的在我们里面。
We thank you for this wonderful time together.
我们感谢你，让我们有这样美好的时间。
Perfected by your presence.
因为你的同在变成完美。
And lead us toward your Son.
带我们进入你的儿子。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Down through the centuries, God's people have been asking this question, what is the way?
很多个世纪以前,门徒都已经问说,这条路是怎么样的一条路呢?
Moses up on the mount asked this question.
摩西在山上问这个问题,
he saw the Lord God.
他看到主的旨意,
he saw the promise to go into the promised land.
他看到这个应许,进了应许之地。
But he said, O Lord, show me thy way.
他问神说,
All those patriarchs who sojourned through the land of Canaan were always saying, God, show me thy way.
去到迦南地这个经过的过程当中,求神经常说,指引我这个路。
They were looking for a path to go.
他们要找一条路。
They were looking for some directions to get to the end.
他要找到一个方向来到那个终点。
Only the disciples discovered that the way is a person. I am the way.
他主说,
we enter the way and it's a new and living way.
我们进了一个路,
we enter into Jesus.
我们进到主耶稣,
and we begin walking in a new way. The church is called the people of the way. There was something in their footsteps that showed that they were traveling in a direction. But there was also a new power in their life that showed that they were traveling by a new person. As we gather together for these few times, I want to talk about the church.
这几次我们聚集在一块，我们希望谈到有关于教会的事情。
I want to talk about the church in its simplest forms.
我们希望谈到教会最简单的一个方法。
No matter how we gather together, whether we in New York or you here in Vancouver,
不论我们在 New York里面聚会， 或者你在温哥华这里聚会，
One thing I know，
只有一个我知道，
It's too complicated，
太复杂了。
We have lost the way by complication.
我们很多时候弄得很复杂，我们失去了这条道路。
And so the Lord today is trying to recover the church.
所以今天主耶稣要恢复教会。
And it's a recovery to simplicity.
我们要恢复到一个简单的情况。
As we go in our as the way together, we develop man's ways.
当我们走这条道路的时候，很多时候我们找出很多人为的道路。
And after a while, we find ourselves on a path that becomes very complex.
很多时候我们走到这条路里面，看到很多很复杂的事情。
But the Lord would have us walk in the way.
但主耶稣指引我们走这条路。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
To walk in Christ.
要与主同行,
to live in him.
我们住在主里面,
and he to live in us.
他也住在我们里面,
there's the simplest definition of the church.
那个就是教会最简单的定义,
what could be simpler?
有什么比这个更简单呢?
The early church understood these things.
在早期教会明白这个事情,
but Peter and the disciples who stood there in John chapter 14 did not yet understand.
但彼得在约翰福音十四章的时候，他们好像不明白。
Jesus wanted to show the new way that they were to go.
主耶稣希望能够指出一条新的道路。
But it was such a simple way.
是个很简单的道路。
And already the minds of Peter, James, and John is too complicated.
雅各约翰好像想到比较复杂了。
Up to this time, they've been following the Lord Jesus in the flesh.
直到这个时候，在肉身上边，那个门徒们追随主耶稣。
And sometimes the way for us to repent and come to the simplicity of God
很多时候这条道路叫我们悔改来到这个简单的路上
is to go into a time of darkness.
好像来到一个黑暗的时间。
And so Peter entered into a time of darkness.
好像彼得在这里进了一个黑暗的时间。
How?
为什么?
Simple.
简单。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
I will be with you no longer, and you can't follow me where I'm going.
我们不在你们中间，我去的地方你们不能去。
Now what is Peter supposed to do?
彼得怎么办呢?
What are the disciples going to do?
门徒们怎么办呢?
For 2 years, they've been following the Lord.
有2年的时间他们跟随主耶稣。
They've been following the directions of the Lord.
他们跟着主耶稣走着一个方向。
If he said go into that village, they went into that village.
他们去了那个商圈，他们去那个商圈。
If he said come aside and rest, they came aside and rest.
如果要走到旁边休息，他们就休息。
What are they going to do?
他们现在怎么办呢?
Jesus says I'm going away.
耶稣说我要去了。
You can't follow me.
你不能跟着我去。
How are they going to serve God?
他们怎么能服侍主呢?
They no longer have Jesus to give them directions.
没有主耶稣跟他们跟随了。
What are they going to do?
他们怎么办呢?
So Jesus said, don't worry.
耶稣说不用担心。
I am building my father's house.
我正在建造我父的家。
And in my father's house are many dwelling places.
我们的父的家有很多住处。
And I will come again and take you to myself.
我要再来接你们往我哪里去?
I will not leave you as orphans.
我们不要撇下你们为孤儿。
Then he said,
他也说,
and you know the way.
你知道是哪一条路?
But they said, no, we don't know the way.
但是门徒说, 我不知道这个路。
Thomas, of course, the doubting guy.
多马是个很多时候怀疑的。
He says, we don't know where you're going. How do we know the way?
我不知道你往哪里去, 我怎么知道这个道路呢?
Jesus said, I am the way.
主耶稣说, 我就是道路。
They all went, ah, oh, I see.
他们就说, 啊, 我看见。
No, they didn't.
他们看不见。
They all went, huh?
他们就问了。
Because they couldn't understand.
他们不能明白。
What does this mean? He's the way.
什么意思呢? 他就是道路。
Nobody comes to the Father but by me.
没有人到父哪里去, 只有指着我才能到父哪里去。
What does this mean?
这个什么意思呢?
And wait a minute, how is this the way to the Father's house?
怎么去那个父的家呢?
More questions than answers.
很多问题, 很多答案。
Now all the other disciples start asking questions.
很多其他的门徒在问问题。
Show us the Father, then we'll be okay.
你指着父在哪里, 我们就好,
so what do you mean by saying you're going to show yourself to us but not to the world?
什么意思呢? 你要把你显现给我们, 不显给世人看。
Oh, the disciples had a lot of questions.
门徒们很多很多问题。
Ever since man took from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, his mind is working too hard.
当人吃了分别善恶树的果子以后,他的头脑就很复杂了。
But they were in a moment of darkness.
他们在黑暗的时间。
And they asked the question, show me thy way.
他问这个问题说,指引我这个路。
Then Jesus died on the cross.
然后主耶稣死在十字架上,
and then Jesus rose from the dead.
那主耶稣从死里面复活,
and Jesus went to heaven.
主耶稣升到天上,
and Jesus poured out his spirit.
主耶稣, 降下圣灵来,
and suddenly,
突然间,
they understood.
他们就明白了,
Jesus is the way.
主耶稣就是那个道路。
Oh, I see.
See,
by Jesus' death on the cross and by his resurrection, now I have a way to the Father.
主耶稣死在十字架上面, 他复活了,只是给我们一条道路到父哪里去。
And now, by the way of Jesus, I can go to the Father's house.
由于主耶稣的缘故, 我能够去到父的家。
Now what does this mean in chapter 14, my father's house?
这里这14章里面说到神的家是什么意思呢?
Now we usually hear this scripture read at a funeral.
很多时候我们在双礼的时候，双膝聚会的时候，我们说这个事情。
Because we think of the Father's house, God is preparing up in heaven for us when we die.
我们说到神的家的时候，这神在天上为我们预备的住处。
Is he preparing a place?
他们是不是准备一个地方呢?
Oh yes, he is.
是的，他准备。
There's many songs about it.
很多诗歌都这样说。
I've got a mansion just over the hilltop.
我们在山上面有一个城。
Oh, we all looking forward to the mansion.
我们正在, 期望这个城。
It's wonderful when we die, there's a place.
我们知道我们死了以后有一个地方。
But this verse isn't talking about when you die.
这个不是说你, 死的时候说的。
He says, I'm going away to build the Father's house, then I will come again to you.
主耶稣说我去了一些为你们预备的地方 我再来。
I won't leave you as orphans.
我不要撇下你们为孤儿。
And in that day, you will know.
在哪天哪日你就知道
Notice, let's look at the verse 20 of chapter 14 of John.
约翰福音14章的20节
Just so you can see it yourself.
你记得好好看看。
In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
到哪日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
And suddenly his disciples understood.
突然间他的门徒明白了。
And on the day of Pentecost, his disciples understood.
在五旬节的时候,门徒们就明白了。
Jesus said, I will build my church.
主耶稣说,我要建立我的教会。
On the day of Pentecost, they saw 3,000 people built into the church.
在五旬节的时候,他看到5,000人进了教会。
The Father's house now had 3,120 people.
现在神的教会里面有3,000多个。
And all the changes that started to happen in the minds of the disciples.
在门徒那边头脑里面就开始明白有这个转变。
They had such an outward view.
他有外面的看见。
They thought the Father's house was a building.
他以为父的家是一个建筑物。
Now didn't they?
是不是呢?
They had just talked to Jesus about the temple.
他跟耶稣说过这个殿。
Jesus called it the Father's house of prayer.
主耶稣说这个是神祷告的殿
But Jesus said it's all going to be knocked down to the ground
主耶稣却说这个事情全部要破下来
How will we survive without a house?
我们怎么能够生存呢没有这个殿
And then when Jesus went up to heaven and poured out his spirit
当主耶稣上了天上把圣灵降下来
The disciples started to see the house, the Father's house being built not with hands of man
门徒们才看到这个神的家不是人手所做的
And they came to their first awareness.
他第一次看到,
what is the way?
这个道路是怎么一个道路?
The way is through Jesus.
这个道路是透过主耶稣,
through the cross.
经过十字架,
to the Father's house.
然后来到神的家,
Do you know what the church is?
你知道教会是什么呢?
It's the way to the Father's house.
是一个道路去到神的家,
it's so simple. When we gather together,
当我们聚集在一块,
we come into the Father's house.
我们来到神的家,
wherever two or three are gathered together,
只有两三个人, 聚集在一起,
we come to the Father's house.
我们来到神的家,
when we come in Jesus' name,
我们来到是靠着主耶稣的名,
we have entered into the Father's house.
我们来到神的家,
oh, what a wonderful place is this Father's house.
这个神的家是何等美好的一个家。
And you know what they discovered at the same time?
他们同时发现了什么呢?
What is the Father's house?
神的家是什么呢?
It's a place of intimate abiding.
这个地方是很亲密的,跟神在一块。
Now, if you, some of you probably study some Greek,
我在教中有人学那个希腊文,
and you immediately see the connection between some words.
马上看到有些字是有关联的。
Here's the first word.
第一个字,
In my Father's house are many dwelling places.
在父的家里面有许多的住处。
If I change it in English to abiding places, you'd say, oh.
如果转成英文的话,就是很多住处。
Notice verse 23.
我们再看23节。
My Father will love him, we will come to him and make our abiding place in him.
我父要必爱他,并且我们要到他那里去,与他同住。
And then chapter 15, verse 4.
第15章第4节,
Abide in me and I in you.
住在我里面,
Not because you know the Greek.
因为你知道希腊文,
you know every time it says you, it means you plural. Now we love chapter 15 because it's a wonderful truth about us abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in us.
我们很喜欢第十五章，因为怎么样？这个是个真理，这个真理就是我们住在主里面，主呀住在我们里面。
But did you know this is talking about the Father's house?
你们知道这个说到神的家。
You see, chapter 14, 15, 16, 17, it's all about the Father's house.
你知道14、15、16、17章都讲到神的家。
When we come through Jesus, we come into this very intimate relationship with the Father and the Son.
你知道我们透过主耶稣，我们来到这个很亲密的一个地方，是跟父跟子在一块。And
we're also in an intimate relationship with one another.
而且我们物上的有很亲密的一个关系。In
the Father's house?
在神的家里面。There's
only one commandment.
就只有一个命令。
Love one another.
就是彼此相爱,
I have loved you.
因为我爱你们,
he says it three times.
他说了三次,
love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱,
notice even in chapter 15.
你来到15章,
it says, well, in verse 10, it says, if you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. It's all about abiding in love.
第十节说，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了父的命令，常在他的爱里。Notice
verse 12.
你看到十二节,
this is my commandment, you love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
This I command you, verse 17.
你看十七节说,
this I command you that you love one another.
我这样吩咐你们是要你们彼此相爱。And
we also read in verse 34 of chapter 13.
我们要读了13章里面36节,
a new commandment I give to you that you love one another as I have loved you.
我要给你们的新的命令，就是要你们彼此相爱。
Oh, what a wonderful place.
你知道这个很美好的地方。
We know that the people of the way, after the day of Pentecost,
你知道五旬节以后,
they began to meet all the time.
他们经常聚集。
You know, Acts 2:42 is a very familiar verse to you.
在那个使徒行传,
they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, breaking of bread and prayer.
他们经常聚集, 彼此纪念波饼聚会。
This is church.
这个时候教会,
it's a meeting every day.
他们每天聚会,
you love to get together.
他们彼此相爱,
why do you love to get together?
为什么你就彼此相爱呢?
The disciples discovered something.
那个门徒们发现个事情,
you know, the disciples, they love Jesus in the flesh.
你知道门徒们最初的时候是爱主耶稣在肉身的时候,
but they saw Jesus go up to heaven.
看到主耶稣升上天上,
but they found out something amazing.
他看到一个很奇妙的事情,
every time two or three met together,
当他们两三个聚集在一块的时候,
they met Jesus.
他们就遇到主耶稣,
they met him through a brother or a sister.
他们透过弟兄姊妹看到主耶稣,
as they shared with one another,
当他彼此分享的时候,
they said, oh, that's Jesus.
他看到这个就是主耶稣,
well, that's just how Jesus would have said it.
这个就是主耶稣会这样说的。
I imagine when the Spirit spoke to them, they heard the Spirit speaking to them in the speech of Jesus.
他看到圣灵在他们中间说话, 正如主耶稣在他们中间说的话一样。
Now, if you could meet Jesus every time you got together with other Christians,
如果你每次跟弟兄姊妹在一块的时候, 你遇到主耶稣,
wouldn't you get together every day?
你会不会每天都会聚会呢?
If he's the one you love more than anybody else,
如果主耶稣是你所爱的多于其他的人,
now you see, we're much too independent.
你看到我们就会比较独立了。
And I'll tell you a lie, we believe.
如果我们相信的话, 你觉得是不慌了。
We think we can get to know Jesus all on our own.
你以为每一个个人能够独立, 能够认识主耶稣。
I can pray.
我能够祷告,
read my Bible,
我能够读经,
go into my closet,
我能够去到我的房间里面,
become a monk, go out to Banff, live out there by the mountain,
或者我到 Banff一个野外, 能够住一个好像隐, 隐居的人,
and I can come to know Jesus.
我就来到知道主耶稣了。
Well, of course, you can get to know Jesus.
当然你可以来到, 知道主耶稣,
but only some.
你知道一点点。
Unless you meet with brothers and sisters and find Jesus in one another, you don't really come to know him.
但是如果你不来到聚会当中，在弟兄姊妹身上看到主耶稣， 你不认识主耶稣。
The early church understood.
只有教会才能明白。
On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up.
当在五旬节的时候，彼得站起来。
Now Peter was a talkative fisherman.
你知道彼得是一个会讲话的渔夫。
He's probably like some of you. He goes to the market. He never buys fish for retail price.
你知道很多人一样，你去到市场里面不会用零售价来买鱼的。That
on the day of Pentecost, when he stood up to preach,
当五旬节的时候，他站起来传讲主的话。The
other 11 men stood up with him.
其他11个站在一块，跟他站在一块。And
when Peter was preaching,
当彼得在说的时候,
Andrew, his brother, was thinking, that sounds like Jesus.
就是他的兄弟安德烈好像看到他，他讲话好像主耶稣。
Look at his wisdom.
你看到他的智慧。
Look at his power.
你看到他的能力。
Look at that love.
看到他的爱。
That's not Peter.
这个不是彼得。
That's Jesus.
这个是主耶稣。
And whether they met outside on Solomon's porch or whether they met from home to home, whenever they gathered two or three, they met Jesus.
你不论他们在圣殿里面的所罗门廊，或者他们在家里面看到，都是这样。
No wonder they met all the time.
为什么他们每天都有聚集在一块？
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's church.
一个礼拜七天，他们都聚集在一块，他们这个就是教会。
Church is not one day a week.
教会不是每个礼拜去一次的。
Church is not 2 days a week.
这个教会不是每个礼拜去两次。
If you go to church 2 days a week,
如果你每一个礼拜去两次教会，
That's not church.
这个不是教会。
Church is an intimate life with God through Jesus Christ.
教会是什么呢? 你透过主耶稣, 你来到神面前有个很亲密的一个生活。
It doesn't have a place.
它不是一个地方,
not in a building.
不是一个建筑物。
It's when God's people who are quickened by the grace of God come together.
就是弟兄姊妹在一块, 被圣灵感动, 聚集在一块。
Can you imagine what a discovery it was?
你不能想象你会发现什么?
I can meet Jesus anytime we gather together.
当我每次聚集的时候，我们都可以遇上主耶稣。
I'm going over to Barnabas's house. I wonder how Jesus is going to manifest himself tonight.
你去到一个弟兄的家里面聚会，你怎么想到主耶稣会透过弟兄姊妹显现在我们中间？
No wonder they ate together with gladness and singleness of heart, and people were added to the church daily, those being saved.
当时他们聚集在一块，神把得救的人数
每天增加在教会当中。 And they discovered another thing.
他们要发现,
when they ministered,
当他们传神的话的时候,
the ministry of brothers and sisters was different than before.
你看到弟兄姊妹的, 所能够做的是跟以前不一样。
Since the beginning of time, and even down through the era of the old covenant,
当那个人类历史开始, 一直到旧约的时代,
ministry was to the mind.
他们所传的都传到头脑里面。
You told the law to the mind.
他只是把律法说到人的头脑里面。
But now there was a ministry being written on people's hearts.
现在他们做的工是把律法说到人的心里面。
Peter saw when he ministered the word, it was written on somebody's heart.
当他要传神的话的时候，原来这个话说到人的心里面。
Oh, what a depth of ministry.
你看到这个工作是何等深的一个工作。
It's not outward.
不是外表的。
It's inward.
是你内在的。
The ontological nature of the church.
是教会的超自然的一个功能。
The simplicity of the church.
是教会是很简单的。
The spiritual reality of the church.
是属灵真实的一个教会。
Is the presence of Christ.
就是基督的同在。
When his presence is there.
当他的同在在哪里的时候,
truly there is church.
在那边就有真的教会。
What a wonderful experience.
这个很奇妙的一个经历。
You know, when they met together,
当他们聚集在一块,
they didn't meet with an agenda.
他没有什么时间表。
When they met together,
当他们聚集的时候,
they didn't have prayer meeting.
他不是来祷告会,
breaking bread meeting.
也不是来的波饼聚会,
Bible study.
也不是来读经聚会,
they had a meeting with Jesus.
他是来到跟主耶稣在一块。
Sometimes it became evangelistic.
有时候是传, 传福音的。
Sometimes it became prophetic.
有时候是讲到,
Yeah. Sometimes it became prayer meeting.
有时候是来祷告的。
Sometimes it was a love feast.
有时候是爱言的。
They just got together.
他们在聚集在一块。
The Holy Spirit led the meeting.
圣灵来带领这个聚会。
No schedules, no agendas.
没有时间表的, 没有安排的。
They met all night long.
他们整个晚上聚会。
Or until some boy fell out the window.
直到有人可能在窗里面。
This is the only clock they knew.
他们只有这个是时间。
Because we're in the presence of Jesus.
因为他们在主耶稣的同在当中。
We don't care how long it is.
他们不在乎是聚会多久。
Oh, this is the spiritual reality of the church.
那个时候是教会属灵的真实。
But they also learned something else about the way.
他们也学到一点那个道路是怎么一个道路。
You see, it's a new and living way, so you learn a lot.
有个新的活的路。
You learn that it's all about the presence of God the Father in our midst.
他们学到主耶稣的同在，父的同在。
But you also learn about the way.
你也学到一个道路。
It also is always the way of the cross.
而且学到这个道路是一个十字架的道路。
Now, in order to maintain that vital life,
能够经常保持这个活的一个道路,
we must go the way of the cross.
我们一定要走这条十字架的道路。
Otherwise, we lose life.
不然的话，我们就失去这个道路。
And things become outward again.
这个事情就变成外表了。
And so, they experienced the cross there in the early church in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷早期教会，他们就经历这个十字架的事情。
You remember when Ananias and Sapphira came to give a gift, and God thanked them by killing them both.
你知道安拿尼亚来到给一个东西，神的激怒把他们击杀了。
We think that's a terrible thing.
我们觉得这个很可怕的事情。
It was a merciful thing.
这个是怜悯的事情。
You know what? In the church,
你知道在教会,
only God gets the glory.
只有神得到荣耀。
These people tried to gain some glory for themselves.
这些人希望能够从哪边得到荣耀。
God wouldn't allow it.
神不允许。
So they had to die.
所以他们一定要死。
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
你看到这个事情，奇妙吗？
We had a church where you had to drag people out.
我们要接受人。
Who were seeking the glory of man?
他们只来到那个找人的荣耀。
Oh, we might lose some members.
我们可能要失去一些人。
But we'd have a lot more life.
但是我们真正得到生命。
You remember in chapter 6, the widows, the Greek-speaking widows were not getting as much food as the Jewish-speaking widows.
你看到在行传里面第六章里面有妇人得不到一些食物。
Oh, Jesus said, no, no, this cannot be.
主耶稣说不行的。
In the Father's house, everybody is treated the same.
在神的家里面每一个人都是一样的。
There's no Jewish-speaking, Greek-speaking, there's only God's children.
不论你讲那个希伯来话或者讲希腊话，其实都一样的。
In the Father's house, everyone is loved the same. There's no divisions in the ladders.
在神的家里面没有等级的。
And of course, you know what happened in the early church. God said, the church can't just be Jewish.
在早期教会里面，神说这个教会不单是犹太人的教会。
And so he opened up the church to receive Gentiles.
他就把那个教会打开门来达到那个外邦人。
Oh, because the church is neither Jew nor Greek.
因为教会不是犹太人，也不是外邦人。
But we're all one together.
他们在他们中间只有一。
So we have to break down all the barriers of culture.
我们在文化上面所有的枷锁都脱落了。
In order that his house can be pleasing to him.
所以这样的家才能讨神的喜悦。
Without the cross.
没有十字架。
Without deferring to one another in love,
没有在爱里面彼此建立,
the spiritual reality of the church falters.
就教会的属灵的实质就没有了。
Now, I just give you this little tiny picture of the church in those early days.
我们现在给你看到一个早期教会的一个景象。
In order to ask the question,
我们来问一个问题,
do we today still live in this spiritual reality?
我们今天还是不是活在这个属灵的实际里面呢?
Is church the Father's house?
教会是不是神的家呢?
Is church a place or a person?
教会是个地方还是个人呢?
Is it intimate? Is it loving? Is it simple?
是不是很亲密的? 是不是有爱呢?
You see, without the cross, we tend to move away from the inner reality just to outward things.
如果没有主耶稣的十字架，好像我们从内在的改成成为外面的。The
church is a spiritual home.
教会是个属灵的家。And
people who when they get saved, should feel like they have come home to the Father's house.
一个得救的人能够来到教会，应当来到一个神的家，有神的在里面。
But because the church has not been careful,
由于教会不小心,
instead of the church being a home for God's people,
教会本来应当是这些得救人的家,
the church takes on outward forms that hinder the Lord's life.
教会成为一个外表的事情来阻挡神这个心意。
Let me give you a few examples.
我举几个例子。
I just told you from the book of Acts.
我刚刚跟你们说, 在使徒行传里面,
church is a daily life.
教会是每天的生活,
continuing steadfastly.
是每天的,
whether it's teaching or fellowship, breaking bread, prayers, it's a daily life.
不论是, 教导, 是波饼, 是, 聚会, 是每天的, 经常的,
it's an abiding with God.
是跟主同住。
Let's see, in order to abide with somebody, how often do you have to come?
如果你真的要跟一个人同住, 你要来几次呢?
Once a week?
一个礼拜来一次吗?
No, that's a visit.
这个是, 探访。
Abiding
是, 同住呢?
Every day.
是每天的。
The church?
教会。
Every day.
是每天的。
That's the church.
这个是教会。
But when we get outward,
但当我变成外表的时候,
then we come into something that's called the meeting mentality.
我们就来到一个, 情况, 就是要来聚会。
Here's the question.
这个是问题了,
do you go to church?
你去不去教会呢?
You have a meeting mentality.
你有一个教会, 去教会的概念,
you're missing the spiritual reality.
你失去了属灵的真实。
Do you go to church on Sunday?
你礼拜天去教会?
I don't know when your prayer meeting is. Do you go to prayer meeting on Wednesday night?
或者是你在礼拜二晚上你去那个祷告聚会?
You don't go to church. You are the church.
你不是去教会，你就是教会。
Should be 7 days a week.
应该是每个礼拜七天的。
It should be abiding.
你应该是同住的。
But without the cross, we start to move in this kind of way.
但是如果没有十字架，好像我们就离开这个事情。
I visited one time several years ago.
在多年前，我曾经去看望。
A church that was living by these simple principles.
去到一个教会，他是生活在这个简单的这个方法里面。
The young people were so excited about church life.
年轻人对教会的生活是非常的兴奋。
The adults also were rejoicing together when they met.
他成年人也是经常很高兴很热烈的聚集在一块。
Now at first they said, let's try to really be free about this, so they didn't even have church meetings scheduled.
他们, 而且呢没有安排哪一天是什么聚会。
Every week was different.
每个礼拜都不一样。
Sometimes they met on Saturday night.
有时候他们礼拜, 六晚上聚会。
They often got together for prayer.
他们经常在那边, 祷告。
But as a matter of fact, they met 7 days a week.
其实呢, 他们每一个礼拜七天的聚会。
It wasn't always all together.
他们经常在一块。
But 5 people over there, 7 people over there, every day, fellowship, meeting, prayer, worship.
这里五个这里七个每天都在这里面聚会这里交通。
They had no planned meetings.
他们没有一个, 安排的聚会。
Because they met all the time.
他们经常在一块。
Now we know in the Bible,
我们知道在教, 圣经里面,
that the early church just met every day.
早期的教会每天都聚会的。
But we know from Acts chapter 20 verse 7,
我们来到《使徒行传》那个20章第7节,
that by that time the church had come to a place where it set aside the first day of the week especially to worship the Lord and break bread together.
当时他们用一个礼拜的第一天放, 分别出来是来敬拜神的。
Now why did they do that?
为什么他会这样子呢?
Because they were busy all week.
因为他们每个礼拜都很忙吗?
But on Sunday they could get together?
那么礼拜天他们在聚集在一块。
No, you see, in those days, Sunday was another work day.
你知道当时礼拜天也是工作的。
But they got together anyway.
但是他们聚集在一块。
Because the Lord was raised from the dead.
因为主耶稣从死里面复活。
And they wanted to remember the Lord, so they broke bread together.
因为他们纪念主, 他们在那边擘饼。
And why did they set aside this special meeting?
为什么他们分别这个特别的一天呢?
Not because they only got together once a week.
不是他们每个礼拜几聚集在一次。
But because usually when they got together, they were evangelizing, they were ministering to the new believers, they were sharing life with one another.
因为他们聚集的时候, 他们传神的话, 要传福音, 把神的事情告诉一些没有相信。
But they said, oh, we're so busy with the life of Jesus.
我们为了, 这样子的生活, 为了主很忙。
But now we want to spend one day.
我们愿意分别出一天。
And all we do is worship him.
我们几次, 不做别的, 只是敬拜他。
We break bread together.
我们一同擘饼。
This is our main focus.
这是我们主要的。
Oh, what a blessing, the early church.
我们早期教会是何等的蒙福。
And you know, the believers, they all lived near each other, or they lived with each other. 你知道早期信主的人都住在一块或者靠近在一块。Now you know in Jerusalem they even lived in each other's houses because there were many visitors.
你看到在耶路撒冷的时候他们在一块同住因为他们很多外面来的人。
And so I often tell the young people, if you move out,
我经常跟年轻人说,如果你到外面去,
and you move to some place where there's no life of abiding,
如果你去了一个地方,那边没有同住的这个生命,
it shows you don't understand the church.
你在那边,你就不明白教会,
your heart,
你的心,
you don't understand what the Bible says. I would rather spend one day in the house of the Lord,
你就不明,
than a thousand somewhere else.
你不明白圣经的教导,好像每一个礼拜就一天来到神的家。
The church doesn't run by law.
这个教会不是用规矩来,
but our heart is filled with grace.
但是我们的心里面满有恩典。
And we know only when we get together in the house, then we meet Jesus.
但我们一同来到神的家里面,就会遇到主耶稣。
And so we want to abide in God's house.
所以我们希望跟在教会里面同住。
But today, we have fallen far from this.
但是今天我们跟这个相去很远。Today
people think that money and jobs should drive you from place to place.
你知道今天我们人的眼光就是哪里有钱哪里有工作我们就去了。Now
I'm graduating from college.
现在我们大学毕业了。This
company says $40,000 a year. No, that's not enough.
哦,那这个公司请你每一年给你4万块。
This group says we'll give you 50, but you have to move to Michigan. I say, wow.
如果有一个公司,我将每年给你5万块,让你搬到密集根州去。
You know, I come from New York. Many young people move to New York.
你知道我从New York来的,所以很多人去New York。
Many Christian young people.
很多基督徒的年轻的人去。
That's because New York, they give you $75,000.
因为你去纽约的话,他会给你75,000块一年。
$75,000, that must be God's will.
你看到75,000块一定是神的心意了。
And you know, many times, many young people in New York City are born again Christians who've completely lost the way.
你知道很多年轻的基督徒,重生的基督徒,去了纽约的时候,他们就迷失了。
They have no home.
他们没有家。
Why did they go there?
为什么他们去呢?
Oh, to make money.
去赚钱啊。
Also, so I can serve mammon, I can serve God too, at the same time.
我们也能够服侍马门,也服侍神啊。
This is what the parents tell their kids.
这个是父母亲也跟孩子这样说。
That's why we lack church life.
所以我们那边没有教会的生活。
Because everybody wants to worship God and mammon.
因为每个人希望敬拜神,也敬拜马门。
But you know, God's people, when they understand the church,
当神的子民明白神的家,
they'll even sacrifice a promotion in order to be at home.
他们会牺牲一些可能去赚更多的钱来跟弟兄姊妹一块同住。
They'll even sacrifice a transfer to stay with God's people.
他有时放弃一些更好的机会来跟弟兄姊妹在一块。
But you might as well go if there's no reality of the home in our midst.
如果神的家里面没有属灵的实质，就宁愿走的路。
This is where the church is responsible.
这个是教会应当负的责任。
The greatest burden I have for the church regarding its young people.
我在心里面对年轻人最大的负担就是在教会的实际。
We don't have enough life.
我们没有足够的生命。
It's not exciting enough.
我们不叫人兴奋。
Because we've gone away from the inner reality to outward things.
我们从内心的深处的实际变成外面的外表。
And when people come in, they don't touch the presence of God.
当外面的人来的时候看不到神的同在。
This is the way to the Father's house.
这个应当是神的家应有的。
Brand new Christians should come in here and say, I feel the Father right here.
新的基督徒来到我们中间就看到神在我们中间。
But we move toward the outward thing.
我们就慢慢就走上外表。
And then we get a building.
我们有一个建筑物。
Have you noticed how sometimes a building takes away from our spiritual life?
你知道有时候呢,建筑物把我们属灵的实际带走了。
Now, we have to have buildings.
当然我们需要一个建筑物。
But we have to be careful with buildings.
我们要对这个建筑物很小心。Give
you an example.
我们举一个例子。I
visited recently a place.
我最近到访一个地方。
Now, this particular assembly, they have a nice building.
他们这个聚会地方有一个很好的建筑物。But
just two blocks away, they have a brother has this house with a very large room.
在那个建筑物的两个路口呢,有一个弟兄有一个很大的房子。
Now they used to meet in that room.
他们以前在那个房间里面聚会的。
Prayer meeting, Bible study.
他们读经,他们祷告。
Oh, such a blessing.
很蒙福的。
The woman of the house always cooks some food.
在那个家里面的姊妹呢,经常为他们烧点菜。
The people felt at home.
他们经常来到好像家一样,
then they built the building.
然后呢,他们建了一个很大的房子,
now we have a building, we have to use it.
啊, 现在我们有一个建筑物了,
okay, now on Sunday, so many people, well, we have to use the building.
啊, 现在礼拜天, 啊, 很多人来, 所以要用这个建筑物了,
but prayer meeting, only 20 people come.
但是呢,
why not come to our brother's house?
为什么我们不来这个弟兄的家呢?
No, because we have a building.
啊, 不要了, 我们现在有个很好的建筑物,
so we go to building.
所以我们去这个建筑物,
so now we get no food from the missus.
所以现在没有那个, 姊妹的,
now we don't feel at home, we feel we're in the building.
啊, 我们不没有家的感觉,
something's been lost.
有些事情呢,
what has been lost?
失去了什么呢?
Should the place make any difference?
是不是地方改变呢?
No.
不是的.
But it was the sacrifice of the brother and sister that made the difference.
我们就没有看到弟兄姊妹这牺牲改变了。
You know, we like a church meeting with no sacrifice.
我们希望来到一个教会的聚会没有牺牲的。
Thank God, so convenient. We just come into the building. Everything's already set up.
很方便的, 因为来到这个建筑物里面什么都好了。
Some dear sister vacuumed the carpet. This is all.
Yeah, 有姊妹可能因为帮助清理一下地毯就好了。
Nobody has to move the sofa around, get some chairs, put them out, go get a guitar, bring it over, bring the song books, and fix some food, all the sacrifice.
有很多, 如果在家里面, 很多弟兄姊妹都有牺牲一点事情, 他们要搬椅子啊, 搬圣经, 搬诗歌, 搬, 搬琴等等等等。
But without sacrifice, you don't have life.
如果没有牺牲了就没有生命了。
What does being a living sacrifice mean?
为什么, 什么叫做, 那个献上动作活祭呢?
Romans 12 says, you cannot be a living sacrifice just going into your prayer room.
罗马十二章里面说, 你不能说, 不是来到这个房间, 你就不没有那个, 成为活祭了。
Where are you a living sacrifice?
你的活祭在哪里呢?
What's Romans 12 about?
罗马十二章怎么说呢?
Body life.
身体的生活。
Okay? He says, to the measure you have faith, serve God.
你有信心, 你服侍神。
Those are the next verses, right after living sacrifice.
你知道这个你把身体献上当成活祭的这个后面的这几天,
if you teach, teach, if you prophesy, prophesy, if you show mercy, show mercy.
如果你是教导的你教导, 如果你是说方, 说预言的, 你说预言, 你应当教导的你就教导。
And every time somebody's sacrificing,
每一次有人愿意做牺牲的,
I smell the sacrifice of the offering.
你就, 闻到那个, 牺牲的那个香气。
But if too many of us come to a meeting,
我们太多人来的时候,
no sacrifice,
没有牺牲,
we didn't prepare,
我们没有准备,
didn't even read the Bible,
他们都没有读经,
we come sit like this,
我们来到这边就坐在那边,
I'm going to see if I get anything out of this meeting.
我看看来到聚会能不能得到什么东西。
Well, you invested nothing in the meeting.
你来到聚会当中没有说摆上什么。
Now, you wouldn't go down to HSBC Bank and say, give me some money.
你不能去一个银行说, 你给我一点钱。
They say, have you invested? You say, no, but I want some money.
你好像没有什么投资都没有, 没有摆上, 你怎么能够找到钱呢?
But people come to church.
但人来到教会,
give me a blessing.
给我一点祝福。
Well, did you invest anything?
你有没有投资什么呢?
Did you sacrifice anything?
你有没有牺牲什么呢?
No, but I want a blessing.
没有, 我要拿祝福。
This is stupid thinking.
那个就算很笨了。
But when there's a sacrifice,
当我们有牺牲的时候,
everybody's blessed.
每个人都得到祝福。
Thank God you can meet in a building.
这个人可以来到这个建筑物来聚会。
If people sacrifice.
如果有人愿意牺牲。
If people minister sacrificially.
如果有人愿意传那个牺牲的道。
We can still touch that life of God.
我们就能够碰上神这个那个生命。
No, but we have to watch out for these simple things.
我们要小心注意这些很简单的事情。
I'll give you another example.
我举另外一个例子。
Without the cross working in our lives,
没有十字架在我们生命上面,
we move away from the priority of gathering with Him to some gathering for purpose.
我们就会, 把原来跟神聚集相遇的一个情况的, 去到另外一个聚会里面。
Now, if I asked you what's the most important meeting in the church life,
我问你, 在教会的生活里面, 哪一个聚会是最重要的呢?
I know what you would answer.
我知道你会回答什么。
It's Sunday when we come together for Lord's table and worship.
我知道礼拜天你来到主的桌子面前聚会是最重要的。
And you're right.
你是对的。
As far as the church life goes, this is the most important meeting of our life.
如果来到教会的生活里面, 你知道这个聚会, 这个波饼聚会是最重要的聚会。
But if we don't go the way of the cross,
但是如果我们没有来到十字架的面前,
this meeting becomes less and less important, and ministry of the word becomes more and more important. I went to a church.
我去到一个教会,
they had breaking of bread worship.
他们来到那个波饼聚会的那边敬拜,
100 people.
有100人,
then they had ministry of the word.
然后呢, 他来到那个讲道的聚会,
500 people.
有500人,
this is wrong.
这个错的,
many people think ministry of the word is more important than the Lord's table.
很多人因为听那个全讲信息的聚会比波饼聚会还要重要。
I thank God I went to a fellowship.
我感谢主，我来到一个聚会。
And once in a while, when we saw this trend happening,
当我们看到这个倾向出现的时候,
we would go for 2 months.
我们就会去2个月,
just come together, break bread and worship.
我们来到一块那个波饼来敬拜。
No ministry of the word.
那边没有讲到的。
Oh, people get upset.
他们有些弟兄就会觉得奇怪。
Oh, I came to hear the word.
我来的时候又听讲道的。
He says, sorry, we came to worship.
我们来的时候不是讲道，是敬拜。
Because Christians get their priority wrong.
因为基督徒要把先后期序倒过来了。
Because the breaking of bread is the one time that God is looking to see how we respond to the love of Jesus.
波饼聚会是个机会来到神的面前，看看我们对神的爱怎么来回应。
But when we stop having this as a love feast,
你知道这个是个爱宴。
And we just do it as a dutiful memorial.
我们以为是个纪念的一个方法。
Now, you know, you're different.
你知道你不一样。
But you know, most churches just do the Lord's table like an afterthought.
你知道很多教会里面看到那个主餐的是一个晚一点的一个事情。
It isn't very important.
这个不是太重要的。
Well, let's have it once a month.
我们一个月只做一次。
Now let's have it once a quarter.
或者三个月做一次。
We're too busy for the Lord's table.
我们太忙了，不要做那个主餐。
Or we have the meeting, the preacher preaches, the preacher.
我们有很多聚会是有讲道。
Then we have the Lord's table. Quick, come on, give me 10 minutes.
然后来了主餐的时候，10分钟就好了。
They hand out little chiclets, you know, and they have a little cup. And everybody's gone.
很多时候呢，他们给一点杯就很快很快的。
But they think this is pleasing to the Lord.
这个他们以为叫讨神的喜悦。
To worship him like that?
叫这样的一个敬拜吗?
Oh, we've missed something.
我们缺少了一个事情。
Our time of worship should be number one.
我们知道我们这个敬拜是首先的。
If we want spiritual reality.
如果我们知道属灵的实际。
And then the principle that began at the beginning of the church where people came together and they found Jesus in one another.
你知道早期教会他们聚在一块来遇到神，遇到主耶稣。
This is called fellowship.
这个叫做交通。
Sharing Christ with one another.
彼此分享基督。
What a wonderful experience.
是一个很好很好的一个经验。
But without the cross's work in our life,
如果没有基督做工在我们身上。
After a while,
经过一段时间,
our fellowship goes down,
我们的交通就会降下来。
And a couple of people go up.
我们有些少数的人就会膨胀起来。
The better teachers do more talking.
他们有很多是教师的，好像主要他们讲了。
The older people do all the talking.
可能年纪大的人多讲一点。And
the body of Christ goes into hiding.
好像那个教会一个主的身体好像是躲起来了。How
many churches have fellowship meeting?
有多少的教会有这个交通的聚会呢?
What do I mean by that?
什么意思呢?
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
林前第15章。
When you come together, somebody has a hymn.
有些人有诗歌,
somebody has a revelation.
有些有启示,
somebody has a prophecy.
有些有预言,
that's a fellowship meeting.
这个是交通的聚会,
you don't know where the life is going to come from.
你不知道生命从哪里来,
but some member shares the life.
但是有弟兄姊妹就会分享他们的这个生命,
the body grows.
这个身体就会增长。
After a while, we say, we don't like to hear the body.
有时候我们就哎呀，过一阵子我们不愿意听到身体的事情。
Let's find somebody who really can teach.
我们找一些他们很会讲的。
Yeah, we need a guy with a beard, old guy. Yeah, let him speak.
或者我们找一个老人的，有胡子的，我们让他讲。
So the fellowship goes down, and the ministry goes up.
这个交通就慢慢下来，就只有一个人在那边讲。
The body becomes top heavy.
这个身体变成一个不是很。
Because the saints aren't sharing.
因为他们不是分享的。
Now we think, oh, this is better.
好像我们觉得这个好一点。
You know, I fellowship in the same assembly with Brother Christian Chen. You know him?
你知道我的聚会的地方是跟陈锡章弟兄在一块的。
I just simply call him the smartest man in the world.
我对他说他是全世界最聪明的人。
Now, you see, we have an assembly. Now we have over 300 people meeting on Sunday.
现在我们有聚会的地方，我们有300多人聚会。
But listen, maybe 100 are committed, 200 visitors.
你知道只有100个是真正的基督徒，其他的出来看看而已。
And why are the visitors there?
为什么有200多人是访问者呢？
They want to hear the word of God.
他们来听，希望听到神讲话。
Now they love it when Brother Christian shares.
他们很愿意陈弟兄在这边分享。
It's not so good when Brother Dana shares.
但Dana讲的话他们不太喜欢。
Because they don't understand what I'm saying, and never a brother can translate what I'm saying.
他们也不太听懂那个他所交通的，也不太听懂那个翻译的弟兄讲什么。
These 200 Chinese visitors.
这200多个中国的弟兄。
Now they don't like it when we ask Brother So and So to speak.
有别的弟兄来分享的时候，他们就不喜欢。
One time, a delegation of some of these visitors came.
有一次的话，有一个代表团，好像一个好几个弟兄在那边来。
Brother Christian, Brother Dana, they should speak more.
他说那个陈弟兄啊，那个 Dana 弟兄应该多讲一点。
So the brothers got together, have a meeting about this.
所以呢，弟兄们就住在一块，有一个开一个会。
Brother Christian said this.
陈弟兄这样说。
They want to hear us minister.
他们希望听到的是我们讲到的。
But God wants to build up the body of Christ.
但是神希望建立他那个主的身体。
So we will keep having other brothers speaking.
所以我们经常有别的弟兄在这边讲。
So when people come on Sunday, they don't know who's speaking.
当他们来到礼拜天来的时候，他们不知道谁在讲。
Maybe Brother Christian, maybe myself.
可能陈弟兄讲，可能是Dan弟兄讲。
We speak less than once a month.
我们讲的比较少了，最多一个月一次。
And the rest are brothers in their 30s, maybe 40 years old.
他们其他的弟兄有30多岁，40多岁的。
And God is raising up brothers.
他们神兴起别的弟兄来。
They're not as good as the old guy with the beard.
他们好像不太像老人家那么好。
If we have some patience,
但是我们有忍耐的话,
then when the guy with the old beard falls over dead, they'll be better.
当那个老人家过去的时候啊，这年轻就好起来了。
God wants the body of Christ alive.
神希望有一个活的身体。
That's the reality of the church.
这个是教会的实际。
We shouldn't sacrifice it for the sake of the ministry of people who just want ears tickled.
我们不能牺牲一些好像要满足一些人来听的人。
And then we come to the prayer meeting.
我们来到那个祷告的聚会。
Prayer meeting, such an exciting meeting.
祷告聚会是个很叫人兴奋的一个聚会。
They used to come together.
他们经常来越快。
And whatever the church is really the church, it comes together.
如果真正一个教会，他们聚在一块。
Jesus is the head.
主耶稣是头。
He tells us what he wants us to pray about.
他会来教导我们怎么来祷告。
We discover the mind of God.
他们来想到神要什么。
We pray and bind and loose.
他们就会祷告，按着神的心意。
And God does amazing things.
神就会做奇妙的事情。
But if the cross doesn't work on us,
但是如果十字架不在我们中间,
prayer meeting becomes a list.
祷告聚会就变成一个清单,
of all of our needs.
我们的需要,
Sister so and so sick.
哪样是病了,
Brother so and so needs a job.
那个弟兄需要工作.
Now we should give everybody this list on Sunday.
我们需要每个礼拜天给弟兄准备这个清单.
And let them stay home on Wednesday night and just pray the list.
他们回到家里面礼拜二晚上那么祷告.
Because more prayers will be offered. We tell all the saints now, Wednesday night from 8 to 9, I want you to pray this list.
每一个礼拜二晚上，他们就教你按照这个清单来祷告。
But that's not why God gathers us together for prayer.
这个不是神聚集我们一块来祷告的。
Of course we're supposed to pray for one another.
当然我们要彼此祷告纪念。
But God's got kingdom business.
天父有他神国的事情。
He's gathered us together to discover something and pray for something. Something about Israel, something about what's going on in this world.
神聚集在我们一块，为了神的国度来祷告，为了以色列来祷告。
You know our brother Lance Lambert.
你知道我们的南迪兄，南培大弟兄。
Well, he used to go to a meeting in London.
他过去在伦敦有一个聚会。
And I visited this meeting a number of times.
我曾经访问过多次在伦敦这个聚会。
Now on Sunday, 200 people would meet.
在礼拜天他们有200人聚会。
But Thursday night prayer,
在礼拜四的晚上祷告聚会,
almost 200 people came.
差不多有200多人来。
Prayer meeting was their most exciting meeting.
Because
they discovered burdens from God.
They
were praying for God to open a door in Nepal.
他为那个尼泊尔祷告。
They were praying for something, for some bill to be killed in the government from not passing.
他们就为了某个政府为了通过某种法案来祷告。
They were praying for an open door for evangelism and the fellowship.
他们要求神对着这个福音的门打开。
They were praying for revival for London.
他们要为了伦敦这个事情神复兴他的工作。
And then they had a list of the most needy prayers for people who are sick.
他们有一个祷告的清单，说哪一个需要祷告，有人要生病。
This prayer meeting was so exciting.
这个祷告聚会是教会很兴奋的。
So full of God's life.
要充满神的生命。
This is the church life.
这个就是教会的生活。
But we have to go the way of the cross.
我们一定要经过十字架。
God brings us together, He gathers us together with a great diversity.
神把不同的人，不同的背景的人聚在一块。
But we have to go the way of the cross.
我们一定要从十字架里面过来。
Or else divisions arise.
不然的话，我们就会分打。
Because naturally we don't like one another.
因为在天眼里面，我们对大家都不，你不喜欢我，我不喜欢你。
Yeah, you know, in every assembly of God's people,
在每一个聚会的地方,
there's some spontaneous people.
有些是很冲动的,
they never plan anything.
他不用什么计划安排的,
but they're very spontaneous.
他们会很激动的反应的。
Then there's orderly people.
有些是比较有规矩的,
they don't like anything that's not already planned.
他们不喜欢不是好好安排的,
and God puts them together.
他们把他们放在一块,
sometimes God puts them together in the leadership.
他们把他放在一块作为领导的。
And then you have people who are punctual, they're always on time.
有些人很准时的,
and people who live by eternity time.
他们有些是为了将来,
and God puts them together. God has impressionists who like to draw on the big canvas. And then he has realists who are very particular about every little thing.
有神要把一些印象派的放在一块，他们是印象派，有些或者是现实派的放在一块。
And you have people who like to venture and do things by faith. And then you have very careful people who don't like to do anything unless they have 10 evidences that it's from God.
他们有些呢就比较好像愿意venture，很愿意冒险的，因为有信心就向前走。但有些呢要等神的心意，有十个证明以后呢，他们才去做。
And don't you know?
你知不知道?
In every assembly,
每个聚会地方,
God has some compassionate people.
有些人呢是很有怜悯的，很有恩慈的。
And some disciplinarian.
有些呢是有规矩的，要严格的。
All together.
他们在一块。
Oh, if we don't find the Lord,
如果我们不找到神,
if we don't go the way of the cross,
如果我们不从十字架里面经过,
we lose important people.
我们就会失去一些很重要的人。
People who are not like us.
有些人是不喜欢我们的。
But God has chosen and brought them into His house.
但是神选召他们, 把他们带到神的家里面。
Now you know how it is with your family.
你知道你的家里面怎么样?
I have 6 grandchildren now.
我有六个孙。
None of them are alike.
没有一个不一样的。
They all came from different fathers and mothers, it seems like.
他们从不同的父母亲来。
My own 2 sons, they're very different.
我两个儿子都很不一样,
but they're in the family.
他们在一个同一个家里面。
I don't kick out the son who always comes late.
我不会把这个常迟到的儿子把他赶出去。
We dwell together.
我们生活在一块。
We abide together.
我们屋上同住。
And in the church we find the Lord together.
我们在教会里面, 我们一同看到主。
Oh, but the cross has to work. Forgiveness has to work.
我们一定要宽恕。
Foot washing has to work.
我们一定要彼此洗澡。
And the only way this whole thing works,
我们这一切怎么来能够在一块呢?
Is when we have first love.
当我们有起初的爱心。
You see, the whole Father's house only works with first love.
你知道在父的家里面只有起初的爱心才能显现出来。
I feel sorry when the church doesn't know that.
我会很难过，因为如果教会不明白这个事情，
because they're losing the very reason they've been gathered together.
他们就会失去我们聚集在一块的最重要的原因。
But I ask you more positively.
但是我从比正面来问你们，
Do you know the way of the Father's abiding?
你知道这个道路怎么能够再跟神同住呢？
Are you living with the Father and with the Son every day?
你是不是跟父跟子同住，每一天都这样子？
That's good.
这个很好的。
Now do you live with the Father and the Son together with his children every day?
你知道你不是每天跟父跟子他的儿女同住在一块呢？
You say, well, what do you mean every day?
你什么意思呢？每天吗？
We should be in contact with each other all the time.
我们经常我们要彼此联系
fellowshipping, praying with one another.
我们彼此要交通，彼此带祷。
And that's why is another matter that's just practical.
这个是很实际的。
But God's people need to live near each other.
神的儿女应该住在靠近一块。
Since the beginning of time, people wanted to dwell near each other so they could fellowship with each other.
当起初的时候，弟兄们都很喜欢住在一块，靠近一块，可以常常聚会。
But today, it seems like we want to get as far away from people as we can.
好像现在我们住得越远越好。
It's a terrible mistake.
这个是很可怕的错误。
I was just down in L.A.
我早一阵子在洛杉矶。
Now, you know, L.A. is a crazy city.
你知道洛杉矶是个很不可思议的一个城市。
And there's an assembly in LA.
你知道有一个聚会的地方。
Some people have to drive 2 hours to get to the meeting.
有人要开车两个小时才去到聚会的地方。
Now what if God said I want you to meet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
如果神要你每一个礼拜一二三四五都要聚会。
What are they doing way out there?
他们在两个小时以外的地方。
Well, the houses are cheaper.
那边房子比较便宜。
Oh, that's right. Economics. That's what God wants.
啊，对了，这个经济来说好像是对的。
No, sometimes you sacrifice.
有时候我们也牺牲一点。
Sometimes you have a house that's not so good, so you can be near the saints.
有时候呢，你的房子可能要没有那么好，但是你要靠近圣徒们。
Sometimes you rent, so you can be near the saints.
啊，有时候你可以租一个地方，因为你跟弟兄姊妹在一块。
What? We don't rent. It's throwing money away.
啊、我不租房子的，因为这个是浪费钱。
The priority is gathering with the saints.
但是我们首先的要考虑到我们怎么跟圣徒们在一块。
Not having our castle away from everybody.
啊、不是说我们找一个很大的地方跟弟兄姊妹很远。
And so people get so scattered.
人都分散了。
When people should be abiding together.
但是人应当是彼此同住。
You see, I'm afraid that this way is too simple for us.
我想这些道理都很简单。
You want to walk in the way?
你是不是走在这个路上呢？
I am the way.
他说主我就是道路。
It's the way of the cross.
这是那个十字架的道路。
It's the way of love.
这个是爱的路。
It's the way of continually meeting.
这个是不断的聚会的一个路。
It's the way of sacrifice.
这个路是一个牺牲的路。
It's a way that once you taste it,
这个路当你尝过的时候，
you cannot leave.
你不能离开。
That's how you can tell.
这个就是你可以说的。
If people understand church life.
如果一个人明白教会的生活，
you can't leave.
你不能离开的。
Because we want to gather together so we can experience Jesus when we gather.
我们要常常聚在一块，要经历神主耶稣的同在。
The Lord is calling us back to simplicity.
神呼召我们来到最简单的。
If we can touch the very grassroots of this simple life in Christ,
我们要来到那个主耶稣身体的最根本的，
we can experience revival in our church.
我们就能经历主复兴他的教会。
The Lord wants to revive His work.
神要复兴他的工作。
But we have to have our minds renewed.
我们一定要重新心里面要更新。
Because the church isn't a meeting.
因为教会不是聚会。
The church is alive.
教会是个生命。
I am the new and living way.
我们知道这个新的活的路。
We can come to God the Father every time we get together.
当我们每次相聚的时候，我们就能经历父神的同在。
Isn't that wonderful?
这会是很好吗？
Do you believe it?
你们相不相信呢？
Do you practice it?
你有没有经常这样实行呢？
This is what the church is all about.
这个是教会，为什么是教会呢？
It's too bad it's lost so much ground.
我们很可惜的，我们失去了很多很基本的。
But it's never too late.
但不会太晚。
We can recover these things.
我们要恢复这些事情。
You say, how can I meet every day?
我们怎么能够每天相聚呢？
Well, there was a time when you said, how can I read my Bible and pray every day?
有的时间你怎么说我每天读经祷告呢？
But now you do.
但是你每天读经祷告呢？
If you're abiding in Christ, He's abiding in you.
如果你住在主里面，主也住在你里面。
Do you abide in Christ? Does Christ abide in you? This is a daily process. Have you skipped? You forgot Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
如果你, 拖了一天两天呢?
Then why don't you visit him tonight?
You
should be abiding
with him.
The same is true corporately.
Oh,
how the minds of the disciples were renewed. The Father's house is not a place, it's a way of life. It's given to us by the Holy Spirit, who comes to us and brings us together and reveals Jesus in our midst. I want to live in that place. I can't leave.
我不能离开,
and I can't get enough.
我不能满足,
do you feel that way?
你是不是有跟我这样感觉呢?
Then the Lord is recovering His church.
这样子的神就恢复他的教会。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
We're foolish people. Lord, we come to you.
神啊, 我来到你面前,
and the way is so simple.
这个道路是那个简单的道路,
but we have made it an outward way.
但是我们把它变成一个外面的。
Oh Lord, your life and your presence is everything.
主啊, 你的生命, 你的同在就是一切,
but we have made it of less importance.
我们把它变成没有那么重要。
Oh, how you want us to gather and meet you. And meet you.
你知道我们怎么聚在一块, 能不能来遇见你?
How you want to perfect the whole body of Christ.
你怎么能够把你的身体,
oh, teach us how to come to this abiding house.
教导我们怎么来到你的家里面, 彼此同住。
We thank you for precious saints who live there.
我们感谢你因为很多宝贵的圣徒在那边。
For those that were blessed every time we fellowship with them.
每一次我们跟他们交通的时候是何等的蒙福。
Oh, give us a heart for your house.
给我们这个心愿能够来到你的家里面。
We would be willing to sacrifice anything.
我们愿意来到你面前, 愿意牺牲的一切,
to be at home with you.
能够来到你的家里面。
Forgive us if we've run away in busyness.
饶恕我们, 当我们在外面忙碌的时候,
and we've lost the preciousness of the house.
我们就失去了你神家的宝贵。
We love thy church, O God.
主啊, 我们爱你的教会。
We love the house in which you dwell.
我们来到你的神的家里面, 知道你的同在。
Oh Lord, make us the reality of your church again.
主啊, 让你的家, 你的教会成为我们属灵的实际。
In order that you might perfect your bride.
愿意你, 把那个心腹装备整齐。
Restore us to simplicity.
把我们重新带回简单里面去。
We pray in the name of the way. Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，这个道路来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.